Eddie froze back in 96, on the day Travis and Tracy O'Day started firing their fancy militia machine guns out their farmhouse windows. Kurt had to break cover and yank him to safety by the back of his jacket. And now, here he was trying to squiggle out of his part of the other story, the one in which Ned's father had played such a key role. Not because he'd done anything wrong, he hadn't, but because the memories were painful and frightening. "Sandy, I really ought to get toddling. I got a lot of chores that I've been putting off, and we've been telling this boy about his father," I said. "And what I think you ought to do, Eddie, is sit there quiet, maybe have a sandwich and a glass of iced tea, and wait until you have something to say." He settled back on the end of the bench and looked at us. I know what he saw in the eyes of Kurt's boy, puzzlement and curiosity. We'd become quite a little council of elders, though, surrounding the young fella, singing him our warrior songs of the past. And what about when the songs were done? If Ned had been a young Indian brave, he might have been sent out on some sort of dream quest, kill the right animal, have the right vision while the blood of the animal's heart was still smeared around his mouth, come back a man. If there could be some sort of test at the end of this, I reflected, some way in which Ned could demonstrate new maturity and understanding, things might have been a lot simpler. But that's not the way things work nowadays, at least not by and large. These days, it's a lot more about how you feel than what you do. And I think that's wrong. And what did Eddie see in our eyes? Resentment? A touch of contempt? Perhaps even the wish that it had been him who had flagged down the truck with the flapper rather than Curtis Wilcox? That it had been him who had gotten turned inside out by Bradley Roach? Always almost overweight Eddie Jackaboy, who drank too much and would probably be making a little trip to Scranton for a 2-week stay in the member assistance program if he didn't get a handle on his drinking soon. The guy who was always slow filing his reports and who almost never got the punchline of a joke unless it was explained to him. I hope he didn't see any of those things because there was another side to him, a better side. But I can't say for sure he didn't see at least some of them, maybe even all of them. About the big picture? I turned to Ned, glad to be diverted from the uncomfortable run of my own thoughts. Come again? I asked if you ever talked about what the Buick really was, where it came from, what it meant. If you ever discussed, you know, the big picture. Well, there was the meeting at the Country Way, I said. I didn't quite see where he was going. I told you about that. Yeah, but that one sounded, you know, more administrative than anything else. You do okay in college, Archie said and patted him on the knee. Any kid can say a word like that, just roll it out, he bound to do okay in college. Ned grinned. Administrative, organizational, bureaucratized, compartmentalized? Quit showing off, kiddo, Huddy said. You're giving me a headache. Anyway, the thing at the Country Way is not the kind of meeting I'm talking about. You guys must have, I mean, as time went on, you must have. I knew what he was trying to say, and I knew something else at the same time. The boy would never quite understand the way it had really been, how mundane it had been, at least on most days. On most days, we had just gone on. The way people go on after seeing a beautiful sunset or tasting a wonderful champagne or getting bad news from home. We had the miracle of the world out behind our workplace, but that didn't change the amount of paperwork we had to do or the way we brushed our teeth or how we made love to our spouses. It didn't lift us to new realms of existence or planes of perception. Our asses still itched, and we still scratched them when they did. I imagine Tony and your father talked it over a lot, I said. But at work, at least for the rest of us, the Buick gradually slipped into the background like any other inactive case. Inactive? He nearly shouted it and sounded so much like his father it was frightening. It was another chain, I thought, this resemblance between father and son. The chain had been mangled, but it wasn't broken.